Welcome to Idle Red Hands, a podcast from Japan about gaming and gamer life.
And welcome to Idle Red Hands. I'm Chris.
I'm Lyle.
I'm Jeremy.
I can do the intro! Yay!
No one was stopping me from before.
But yeah. You did it first, and I was just like, oh, I used to do it all the time, and now you do it, and now I get to do it again, so I'm happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your voice begins every episode, so...
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay, well then...
Welcome to the Idle Red Hands.
I'm your sexy host, Chris.
Well, thanks for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about a change that we saw in Pathfinder 2E and the playtest. And certainly something that people are discussing online of whether or not D&D should make this change.
Discussing. Yeah. Screaming.
Yeah, arguing, yeah. And it's the idea of race.
Da-da-da.
And for people that are unfamiliar, Pathfinder 2E has changed race to ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about what we think about that and maybe what Dungeons & Dragons should do.
Mm-hmm.
And give people some background. People are unaware. Some people have a problem with race, like calling dwarves race or elf race. To sum up their position, I guess they think it's inaccurate.
Mm.
Yeah. They think the way race is used now... I think Tolkien was one of the first, I'm not going to say one of the first people, but he actually uses race to describe the different, like the elves and the dwarves and that,
mm-hmm.
which explains why, even though Gary Gygax never admits how much Tolkien had influenced them, why probably D&D uses race to describe their different species, which is what people are recommending changing race to. Another reason why they want to change race, they find it, I'm going to use the word problematic,
mm-hmm.
or it makes them feel bad. Because it's kind of associated with racism, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think part of the position is that race is a social construct. At the genetic level, there is no discernible difference. So why use that term if it doesn't have any meaning for it is one of the arguments that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I can understand the logic behind that, yeah.
Yeah, and the other position is that we should keep race because they don't see a need to change it. And also it's been part of the fantasy tradition. And yeah, I guess if it goes back to Tolkien, you can see why you would think it's part of the fantasy tradition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you, for first, what do you think of the use of race? Do you have a problem with it? The use of race to describe, like, this is the human race, the elvish race, the dwarvish race?
Hmm.
No, it's hard to say. I can understand that some people would be upset by it, because mm-hmm. that it is a word that does carry a lot of weight, and it can be hurtful to some people. But I suppose the reason I don't have any problem is just because I grew up with that word. That's D&D races are races. That's the word you use for them. So that's kind of my... definitive lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
It was never anything that bothered me that I thought about, but then again, I'm a white guy, so, you know, race isn't really an issue, especially because I don't live in America anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, there's racism in Japan.
There is, but there's not discussion of racism in Japan. It's one of those kind of underwater things, undercurrent things.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, so. The Japanese don't think they're better, they just know it.
I did remember I got kicked out of a hotel once for being white. I saw a sign like, no foreigners allowed
at a bar once. I see those, and we had a landlord not want to rent to
Yeah,
us.
Yeah, I got that a lot, yeah.
Because I was white, or foreigner.
Mm. Yeah, so,
right.
Yeah, I've gotten my fair share of racism.
Actually, I had something today on the train. This guy tried to cut in front of me,
yeah.
An older gentleman, we'll say. And I'm like, no, you're not doing that. And it was like silly because there was no seats on this train anyway. It was like, mm-hmm. what are you going to fight? It just seemed dumb to cut in front. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, yeah, I'm Japanese. You don't understand because you're a foreigner. Like, where are you supposed to stand? I was like, I was standing where I should have. And guess where you're going to be standing? Right here, behind me. And yeah, he was not happy. Mm-hmm. I ended up saying, like, how old are you? Like, are you 8?
Mm-hmm. I can understand... I personally don't have a big problem with the use of the word race, but I can understand the problem with it because it kind of suggests a kind of qualitative comparison. Mm-hmm. So racial superiority. And so everybody that's playing this game is human. And when you're playing other races, you're kind of making a decision. And different worlds and different settings have this. Are these people better, stronger, smarter, or, you know, weaker?
And some people do have a problem. Like, yeah, right. Hey, why does this person have low charisma?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or this race have low charisma.
Yes.
Like built into it. Like all of them are good. And
right,
like,
right.
Well, yeah.
Dwarves. Yeah. Yeah, so I can understand that argument and wanting to kind of take that out of a fantasy setting. Because if you're playing a fantasy role-playing game to kind of escape that sort of thing in the in the real world, then
That was something I was going to bring up, is that a lot of this gaming, this hobby, is escapism. Why bring some of the things from the real world that bother you into that?
Yes.
Yeah, but we can have murder.
what's wrong with that?
It's like murder and theft and that, but yeah. Right. I don't have a problem with it, I guess, because I've always like associated that was just the word we use to describe these different ethnicities or these different folk that were in the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I didn't have a problem with that. But I guess, to be a little wishy-washy, I totally understand why people want to change it.
So then the big question became, what to use instead of it?
Yeah, right. And, you know, I don't like the suggestion of species. A couple reasons. I think it's very... It sounds very scientific, or it's the scientific word. And then if you're going to use that word, then it should be pretty accurate. And I don't think it holds up. Species tend to not be able to interbreed. You're going to find some exceptions, but for the most part, they can't. Mm-hmm. So the fact that elves, humans, and orcs can produce a fertile offspring suggests that maybe they're not species. But what are they? So I think the fact that like race is... used not in a way that we use in our like in the modern world,
right.
Gives it like a little bit of a, it removes it a little bit, so you can make up your own rules. So whatever word you're going to replace race with should be something where you can have your own rules.
Oh, for absolutely. It. Yeah, I agree completely. Like in the same grain that you can make an argument against using the word race because it's not accurate in describing the differences in these different characters. Same thing with species. I mean, a speciation event is where two animals are no longer able to breed with each other.
Yeah.
And that's not true for D&D. So, if in the same grain that race doesn't work, I don't think species does either.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to have the argument, let's choose something that's going to maybe not kill the argument, but certainly not going to just move complaints from one side to another, and we just continued on. Yeah.
This is really a kind of a personal thing, but it doesn't sound fantasy to me.
The word species. Yeah, and also that. Yeah, it sounds more science fiction or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But that's not
And from a political point of view, or is that, I mean, we have two sides that are, and there's a lot of people in the middle, but there's two sides that are fighting it out. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to change or remove race from Dungeons and Dragons, it's kind of giving one side a little bit of a win. So if you're going to give it, so to kind of, I don't know, mollify the losing side or to soften the blow, don't change it to the name that the one side wants. You know, because if you like take away race and then say, and it's species, you got everything. The one side gets everything. Then the other side, I think, is going to be more...
They get triggered.
Yeah, they get triggered. They're going to be more upset by that. So kind of like be a little bit diplomatic. And so, okay, you're losing race, but we're not going to give them species. So calm down, yeah. And the other one wants to go, hey, we got rid of race. You got that. And they're like, why not species? I'm like, come on. You want everything? So yeah, kind of, I would try to, it's not a little bit of a compromise, I suppose. Like, everybody loses a little, but everybody wins something kind of thing. And Pathfinder went with Ancestry. And I know Jerry Crawford, or something Crawford, he's in charge of the rules for Dungeons & Dragons, has come out and said they're thinking about changing race, but they won't change it to species. And Pathfinder changed it to Ancestry. And you guys happy with that?
Very. I think that's a great word. I think it's even better than race.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it works okay because an important part of a lot of backgrounds of different groups is grudges and hatreds and very old, you know, based on old ancient wars or conflicts. So I think ancestral grudge and racial, you know, grudge work in the same kind of way.
Species grudge doesn't work anymore.
Yes, right. But what about the fact that if you were a human raised in a dwarf, you know, a dwarven community, that wouldn't your ancestors then be dwarven if you're raised in those traditions?
No, no
you wouldn't say?
Because ancestry is your lineage, right?
Right, but another good word. But yeah, right. But if you were adopted into that and maybe orphaned, you have no more connection or no even maybe no knowledge of that. Would that change your... I mean, that's the only thing that I would think ancestry has some vagaries, because if you're cut off, you know, if you become cut off and kind of transplanted into a different community, your ancestry changes?
Yeah, I guess. No, but I see your point, because of, like, who are your ancestors? And is it necessarily, like, related by blood?
Right.
Or, like, if I'm raised in a Japanese family from birth, is not that family my family, and therefore their ancestors are my ancestors?
I see. I didn't catch that. The way I was looking at it, a very, very strict definition, and that ancestry is the blood, my blood, not descendants, ascendants, ancestors.
Your ancestors.
Predecessors. Yeah.
The ancestors. Words you're looking
the
for.
The ancestors.
I think ascendants you can use. Yeah.
But I think a lot of the abilities that you gain from choosing an ancestry or a race in D&D are natural things. For example, elves are able to see in the dark because that they're elves.
Hmm.
What else? Halflings are small because they're halflings, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that has more to do with your genetic makeup, your blood lineage, rather than how or where you were raised. And of course, there are exceptions, like maybe the dwarven hatred thing. At least in the way that I was looking at ancestry, I thought ancestry worked very well because it doesn't matter where you're raised, it matters where you came from.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could use lineage. Yeah, folk.
Heritage, people. I think, but that kind of gets in the same thing that you were talking about.
You could also use people. I mean, when you look at the... I know Inuit are not a different...
But then can you say they're elven... you can say the elven people. Yeah.
No, but what I'm thinking is often when you look at like what Inuit means, if we translate it, it just means the people.
The people, yeah.
Yeah, and I know, again, like they're not separate from us. They're the same species.
They're people?
They're people, yeah. But just the idea is like...
That was a joke, everybody.
Yeah. The idea is like people could... But yeah, I'm fine with ancestry. As long as it's not species, I'm happy.
Mm.
I'm fine. But yeah, they could have called it lineage. They could have called it blood. Your blood, you know.
Right.
The elvish bloodline.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and as long as they maintain kind of a fantasy flavor, so it's not kind of distracting and taking you out of it.
Yeah.
So like... An example of something that might be distracting if they eliminated gender and went with pronoun. You know, if you had your character ancestry and then your character pronoun, because we're going to avoid gender, that would be distracting in a fantasy setting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know there's some discussion on that. I think somebody has... I read about somebody, like, he made a character sheet, changed it to pronoun.
Right.
For a pronoun or something
so the
like that.
Yeah, the flavor of that is distracting, and I think ancestry still
Isn't one of the races, the ancestries now, aren't they able to change their gender?
The elves.
The elves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the elves can to do that. And that, as you can imagine, with the internet, it's met with mixed results or mixed approval.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. Actually, I thought that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it fits like, what's Corellium?
Yeah.
That is an androgynous or gender fluid god.
It's not just gender. They can switch their sex, right? They can actually change from male to female.
Yes. Yes. I was wondering. Yeah, but you could also say gender does that too. But yeah, they can change their biological sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to play an elf.
But actually, none of us are really surprised that that's true of elves. I think we've suspected that the whole time.
Anyhow. What about, I guess, for the traditional aspect, they would go, hey, it's a slippery slope.
Yep.
So they take away race. They're going to take away gender.
Class.
Yeah. Dexterity.
Class warfare.
Yeah, class. Yeah. What about Marxism as classless society?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried that we're going to lose other things? In D&D?
I think it's necessary that role-playing, just like 5e, listen to the players and kind of evolve. It's important that it evolves with what players want and what they expect to be doing in these worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like 6th edition, if it changes a lot of these things, it's not like 5th edition won't exist or 4th edition. You can always go back to a more archaic, more old school flavor because those games will still exist. And
sure.
if you don't like the trend and where things are going, maybe it's not for you anymore. Maybe you're getting old.
Yeah. Yep. You know, there's a D&D gate.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It's like a mouth, like a demon's head with an open mouth and teeth? Yeah. No?
Check for traps. No, it's not bad. I should have laughed harder.
I love that it's entirely conscious on his part.
I should have found that funnier than I actually did, yeah. So, yeah, no, it's not getting the traction that Gamergate got or Comicsgate currently has. But, yeah, it's surfacing.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about, the changes in the game. But, no, I think, absolutely, Jeremy, you're right. Like, you can always stop.
Right.
At the edition that, and unlike, for example, I guess comics, you can read the old comics, but, or unlike comics, I mean, they're changing characters that you know, I'm not saying I'm a comics gator or anything, but yeah, I guess that's more understandable, but here it's like you're creating your own characters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah, it is very free. It's like if the book says ancestry, but you guys, okay, well, they're all race, they're all cool at that table? Yeah, all
right. right.
So you can say elvish race. All right, oh, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Why are there no women at this table? I don't know. why are we all white? Yeah, so... No, absolutely. Yeah, so I'm not really worried about a slippery slope. The game's got to survive. I mean, unlike comics where... Well, I mean, people got to buy comics, but You read them by yourself. These games require players. You can't play them by yourself.
Right.
So the more the merrier.
And I think this is the first time that a lot of popular entertainment has had to span multiple generations. I mean, more than ever before, you're dealing with people that have played this for 30, 40 years and may not be happy with
the changes. That's the point. We keep adding a generation, and every time you add a generation, you're going to add that generation's sensibilities.
Yeah, the first generation of role players are just now getting into being their crotchety old guy phase. So see where it goes from there.
No. Get off my lawn!
Get off my D&D!
Get off my dungeon! So, I think Pathfinder handled it well. I think Pathfinder, if I was going to say, they're a bit more progressive than Dungeons & Dragons. It's not that I would say Dungeons & Dragons is, or Wizards of the Coast are archaic. But
I'm going to say they're more successful at being progressive than Dungeons & Dragons is.
Oh, what do you mean? Because like, I think they were the... I think they had a trans character. What an iconic character. Is that what you call them? You know, the characters in the book, icons or whatever. They had a trans icon.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a dwarf. Hmm. Yeah, trans. Well, I'm not sure which one.
I remember Paizo introducing some things like that, but I also I think there wasn't a reaction to it. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool, like ancestry. Oh, nice. But I remember. When 5e was doing the playtesting, they were releasing all the things, and I think I remember they released this big picture, and it was supposed to be like a really inclusive picture. There was, it showed like an elf in a wheelchair, and
a joke?
No, seriously. Really? Yeah, and I think they had like a different character, like every different color and orientation you can imagine. Yeah. There's just this really big, like, welcome everyone kind of illustration for it. And I remember that was like a mini D&D gate. A lot of people were angry about that.
Well, maybe because
adventure in a wheelchair, that's impossible kind of thing.
Well, no, I'm just like wondering, like, when were wheelchairs invented? You know, kind of like, I mean, you could say, well, it's a fantasy world and people ride on dragons. Yeah, but there's no cars.
That was part of the controversy.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought you were...
No, but that's what I'm saying. I remember that D&D tried some progressive things and they caught a lot of flack for it. And I don't remember the same.
Maybe because it's Dungeons & Dragons. So, it's, you know, you can mess with Pathfinder because it's just, you know, an upstart.
Yeah, agreed. But,
Right, and Hasbro has shareholders, so let's not get carried away. No, but I mean, that may make them a little bit more conservative stocks fluctuate.
So, yeah, I guess we are fine if they change race.
I want them to change it to ancestry. I like that word better.
Yeah? I don't carry the way. But, you know, well done, Pathfinder, to not choose species. I haven't really heard anybody complaining about it. But, yeah, D&D Gate pops up on Twitter every now and then.
I haven't heard a word about it.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then I go, what's D&D Gate? And we're like, it's kind of like it's like muted or toned. It seems to be a more muted or toned down version of Comics Gate. Like, it seems to be like less sexist or racist. Or, I don't know.
The gates just aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, come on, guys.
We started with Watergate, now we're on Comic Gate? Come on.
Yeah. I remember trying to explain to Comic Gate people, and I was like, you know, Gamergate didn't really win the PR war. No. And it's like, why would you embrace this word? And it's like, we don't want forced diversity. Okay, that's why you want it. Okay, carry on. Cool. I'm sure 6th edition is going to not have race. That's my prediction. And I'm sure people will...
Explode
and then quietly buy it and end up playing it. Yeah, it's like they'll defiantly use race at their gaming table.
If there's anything that Warhammer 40,000 has taught me, it's that it doesn't matter how bad it is, people will buy it.
It would be nice if the character sheet is just a bunch of blanks for you to fill in.
that's cool. We just don't want to step on any toes here.
Right. I was going to say about, you know, the game is, the mechanics of the game is assigning templates on top of one another. So if you get rid of race, you have to give something to feel special. But what would feel more special than designing your own individual character from absolute scratch?
The pages are blank. It's just elves and wheelchairs or not. Or maybe you could buy the Dungeons and Dragons and it's like classic or traditional, or you can progressive, you know,
D&D progressive
21st century version or something like that. You open it up and like the classic version, everybody's white. Yeah, it's just like the only like the non-combat characters are female.
I remember I had the big D D&D Cyclopedia. Not Encyclopedia, but Cyclopedia.
Yeah, yeah. So that was like the basic.
Yeah, yeah. I had that book and I remember being kind of surprised by illustration because I got that probably when I was a sophomore in high school, so about 16 years old. Mm-hmm. But there were two or three illustrations of it that showed an illustration of a gaming group. And it was all these fat old guys. And it was really weirded me out because like at that, my impression was that kids played D&D, not old guys. And that really that weirded me out. A bunch of old white guys. And now I am an old white guy. Right. I'm playing D&D.
Flash forward.
I know.
That's always funny because, everybody plays D&D, men and women. But then it's kind of funny because I always think it's more diverse than it is. Because then you see, hey, here's me in the gaming store. And it's all like fat white guys. Like, yeah. So, of course, there are fat white women too.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah. How much of this is going to be? Oh, that was a 5-minute episode. Yeah. So I guess repeat for the third time. Well mm-hmm. done, Pathfinder.
Yeah. Mm.
Good. So that's where we stand on race versus ancestry. Where do you stand? Please put your comments below.
Yes.
Flame on.
Flame on, yes.
Yeah, very wishy-washy stance.
Yeah. We're straddling.
Yeah, that was a lukewarm hot take.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Drive-through RPG. We average 9 new titles a day. That's over 60 a week. And we've got well over 15,000 RPG titles online right now. Drive-through RPG. The one true source for RPGs.
We'll be right back.
Idle Red Hands, recorded in Kobe, Japan. See us online at www.idleredhands.com. Music provided by Tripod Jimmy, and the song was Roadkill. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.